Good day, I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Midday News for Thursday, September 13. Coming up, government signs wage agreement with Nurses Association of Jamaica, national business portal to be launched next year, and 876 on the go expected to revolutionize local taxicab sector. The news in detail after the break.
Why is that bill killing me?
The bill not supposed to so high for your business like this, you know? You should do an energy audit to find out what costing so much.
I can't afford that.
Ever ask your bank about an energy audit grant from the Development Bank of Jamaica?
A what?
The DBJ will pay up to $200,000 for your expert to tell you what making the bill them so high and what you do if you cut them down.
An energy audit grant from the DBJ? That would really help me.
The Development Bank of Jamaica.
We help you get there.
Now the news. The government and the Nurses Association of Jamaica, NAJ, have signed a heads of agreement signaling the end to a year of wage negotiations. The document outlining improvements in salaries and wage benefits for nurses for the contract period 2017 to 2021 was signed by Finance Minister Dr. Nigel Clark and NAJ President Carmen Johnson on Wednesday. Anthony Morgan has that report.
The agreement between the nurses and the government means approximately 80% of public sector workers are now under a four-year wage agreement with the government. Speaking at the signing ceremony, Dr. Nigel Clark noted that the discussions with the nurses were conducted in an atmosphere of mutual respect, openness, and transparency.
We are able to arrive at a four-year wage agreement within the context of the Government of Jamaica policy with 5% in year one, 2% in year two, 4% in year three, and 5% in year four.
Among the improvements under the new agreement is an increase in the amount of scholarships to the master's level for nurses from $1 million to $1.5 million. Tertiary grants to nurses will also be increased from $5 million to $8 million per year. For JIS News, I'm Anthony Morgan.
The National Business Portal, which will serve as a single online platform for major business activities in Jamaica, will be launched in 2019. President of JAMPRO, Diane Edwards, says the portal is to be developed over three phases and will house the business-to-government interface for government entities involved in the investment or business facilitation process. She says the online facility will take some time to be developed, especially phases 2 and 3, which will focus on creating an online transactional platform for specific business processes across select agencies.
The second phase, which is a transaction phase, which will allow them to actually apply for permits and licenses online, that really takes a lot of work because you have to make sure that the processes that we are trying to automate are already in a form that is clear and that is properly laid out step by step so that you can automate them.
Ms. Edwards was speaking in an interview with JIS News following JAMPRO's Open Day session at its New Kingston offices on Tuesday. The Open Day was held as part of the agency's 30th anniversary celebrations to showcase its work and impact over the years, including its contribution to the growth of the Jamaican economy. Transport and Mining Minister Robert Montague says the newly established transport and logistics company 876 On The Go will revolutionize the local public transportation sector. The company utilizes technology that enables the public to book taxicabs and facilitates payments by card, thus eliminating the need for cash on board. Minister Montague says 876 On The Go is aligned with the ministry's efforts to transform this sector.
This is a Jamaican thing, born a Jamaica. And it is for Jamaicans, because as Minister of Transport, I have no hesitation of utilizing the public transport system and the services that they offer.
The Transport Minister was speaking at the recent launch of 876 On The Go Limited. And Minister of Tourism Edmund Bartlett says Jamaica will be seeking to capitalize on the sports fishing market to diversify its tourism offerings. Minister Bartlett adds that expansion of the sports fishing industry will lead to positive spin-off effects for communities.
I want to say the building out of the sports fishing facet is going to be accelerated over the next few years through the sports and entertainment network within the ministry. We recognize that this is a big industry across the world. And in the United States alone, some $46 billion is spent yearly by anglers and sea fishers.
Minister Bartlett was speaking at the launch of the 57th Marlin Tournament in St. Andrew recently. He adds that the tournament will help to position Jamaica as a destination to host water sports events. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.